Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Morphin Grid. I'm Josh.
And I'm Jake.
And today, it's our, I guess our first, it's technically our third Bobo episode.
Yeah, but.
But it's like the first one we're recording.
It's the first new one.
Newly, where you are going to bring us some cues and.
We're gonna A the crap out of them.
We got some A's.
Well, I hope we got some A's. So I asked a little while ago. Today, we got about. It says there are 15 replies to the tweet. I said, hey, give us some questions. I only count 14, so one of them is from someone who's private, maybe. I don't know. Just it's a ghost. Who knows? But we got plenty of questions, so we are going to just kind of answer them. You know how Q&As go. All right. I did ask for suggestions, and I got a lot of good ones. Most of them were, A, things we could solve in one sentence.
I saw one this morning. It was from Corbin. That was a reply to the give us suggestions for bonus episodes that made me think, why don't we do a Q&A? Because this is not a whole episode's worth of stuff, but it's definitely a question we can answer.
Yeah, so we'll answer that on this one. And the other thing is they were either very complicated, and we had to record another podcast tonight. So
yeah.
So first up is from Mr. Bibb. Some of these are about Lightspeed Rescue. Some of them are about Power Rangers General. Some are about other things.
These are a free-for-all, really.
Yeah, it's just a grab bag. So Bibbs asks, do you guys record in the same place you're watching, or is it like a watch here, record over there situation? Nope, we sit in the same place as we record when we watch the show.
Yeah, literally, not even the same room, the actual same seats.
The same seats. We set up the mics, we do the thing, we pause it, we move the mics so we can watch it, so we can see the
just
TV.
Just like spin them.
Just spin them over a different leg of the stand, and then we come back and we talk about the show. It's in my living room. There's like a high ceiling, so there's like there's no reverb, but it definitely doesn't feel like tinny, which I like. I don't know if it adds anything to the quality of the sound. I don't know, but yeah, it's a very profesh setup. My coffee table is where most of the stuff is. So
just so many different cables on your living room floor.
Just a lot going on, and now there's more because there's two new game systems. So that whole corner over there. Just a lot of cables.
There's a lot of wires.
Yeah. This is from Lucas at LAC062. Did Chad get his mermaid happy ending in your headcanon? Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Of course. I think it's a...
if it's my headcanon, heck yeah, he did. Of course he did.
Yeah. Why would we want Chad to get a bad ending?
And I also want to make sure everybody knows, my headcanon for Chad is that he became a mermaid.
Yes.
Not that... Marina could be on land.
Yes, that he could be a merman and go into the water.
Yeah.
I think he could leave. I think he could turn back and it's not as bad, you know?
Right, right.
With, like, it was her.
He wasn't born a mermaid, so he's got the land legs.
Yes, he's got the land legs. Because, like, him and Kelsey, like, what if they got to go, if they want to do Tai Chi up on...
At the temple,
you know?
Or
like,
just do some rollerblade skateboarding.
Yeah, what if she's like, hey, we got to go bouldering. He's like, okay, I got this one fish leg, though.
My bottom half is a big fin now.
The problem, Kelsey, is that I'm a fish.
But I'm in love. You take the good with the bad.
Yeah, you know? You gotta make sacrifices. Next is from Lewis at Boss LCA. Is Diabolico now the king of hell, and is this awesome? And then there's like the choices.
Yes,
definitely, absolutely. That's a Gravity Falls reference. I see you, Lewis. I don't know if he's the king of hell or if he is.
I feel like now, I don't even, well, Queen Bansheera, I guess, was the, I don't know if she was the queen of hell.
For maybe a minute.
Or if she just had a queendom. Had a following that she was the ruler of.
Well, she was... I think hell is like totally separate from demons because the shadow realm, I'm assuming, is what they're talking about.
Right, right.
Because like the second she fell down there, they just
beat her up. The crap out. I think it's the Wild West down there.
Yeah.
And so, Diabolico is just staying out of it.
Yeah.
He's done fighting. He seemed like he was pretty done with fighting.
He's over the whole like demons
just
thing.
Wants to, you know, live out the rest of his life quietly in the Shadow Mountain retreat.
Yeah. Away from these zombie monsters.
With his boyfriend.
Loki. Oh, they got a nice little house in the mountains in the Shadow Realm.
Yeah.
Oh.
It all worked out. And Viper is just cruising around the desert in her Viperari all the time.
Just tooling around in the Viperari in a ghost Viperari, because her Viperari also died in a terrible passion. Lewis also asks, do you have / what is your headcanon on the demon's star power? I think it's just like how when Power Rangers, like, we got to get the thing, and then that gives them the next set.
Yeah.
I think it's that, but for demons.
I guess it seems more like it's just a military medal. Like, you have the star power because you are the commanding officer now.
I don't know. It definitely felt like
you
get more power from it.
Yeah, but I don't think we ever saw any more power. Diabolico never seemed weaker to me because he never got it back once he lost
it. No.
And he never seemed any weaker for it.
But Impus didn't digivolve until he got the star power.
You need it to grow up.
But you don't need it to stay.
But if you lose it, you stay there.
Okay. Yeah, he was weakened after, but he also was like shot with missiles and like destroyed mostly. Right.
Well, he was destroyed, and he crawled out of the Shadow Realm when he came up through the tomb, right?
When they broke the star power.
Right.
And then he had to hide in a cave and get better for a little while.
Right.
And then I attribute that mostly to getting beat up by robots rather than the star power getting destroyed.
Yeah.
Next up is from King of Doma. Also, it's Halloween month. Some of you have Halloween nicknames, and I can't tell what your regular name is from.
So we don't know what to call you.
I don't know. I'm just going to go by your Twitter handle. So, at King of Doma, where does Captain Mitchell, parentheses, I respect the man too dang much to call him mustache, rank in terms of ranger mentors? Dr. Fairweather, parentheses, retaining her title for the same reasons of respect. There you go. In terms of tech allies. So where do they rank as far as like boss and I guess tech ally is a very good way of putting that.
So the Zordon alpha scale.
Yeah. There's like a Zordon list and an alpha list. Like where do they rank? I think Dr. Fairweather is
top.
Like number one.
She created all of this stuff.
Yeah.
No other techie has done any of
that. No. Alpha helped.
Alpha like to panic when the computer started to smoke.
Yeah.
And shut down a lot.
He got hacked a couple times.
Zordon was a dink.
Zordon was a dink. He was a he was a big jerk.
I mean, in space was the ship whose name I can't
Deca.
Remember. Deca, but she barely did anything.
Yeah, she didn't do a lot. They didn't really have a mentor so much.
Yeah.
But like Commander last season was like fine.
He was fine, but Captain Mitchell smokes him.
Yeah. I think Captain Mitchell probably also the top.
I think of the ones that we've watched, they're both at the top of their respective lists.
Like I like him more than I like Zordon.
Oh,
like,
absolutely.
I like Zordon in waves. Like depending on which Zordon we get, if it's right. Zordon or Zordan, I like him better. But I think Captain Mitchell was just pretty much great the whole time.
Yeah.
So, hey, guys, Lightspeed Rescue rules. I don't know if anyone told you.
Yeah, he made some, like, I'll let you learn the lesson on your own decisions.
Yeah.
But, like, he never actively was like, you could die and I could make another one.
Yeah. You're replaceable.
Yeah.
Jason.
Or you're too, I know you want to be a Power Ranger still, Adam, but I said you can't, so get out.
God, I hate
and we got
that.
Carlos.
Who came around and in space, but in Turbo, he was the drizzling poops. Like, he was bad. He was kind of nothing in Turbo for most of it.
He was the Rocky of Turbo.
He played soccer with some kids in Turbo. That was the best part of Turbo for him.
And then, in space, he wanted to beat up a little girl once.
Well, she was blackmailing him.
You're not wrong.
He didn't know that her brother was dying.
That's
so
true.
Like, you know, she was going through some stuff.
He did decide not to soccer ball kick her. So,
yes. Good job, Carlos, for not kicking a child. Next is from Brendan at Snotta Waves. If you could add a seventh ranger, what sort of rescue career would they have and what color would they be? I'd pick a gold ranger who's a policeman.
So what do we have? We have a fireman.
A fireman.
A medic.
Medic. Water rescue.
Yeah. The Coast Guard, I guess.
Well, it's like a animal aquatic rescue.
Right. Air rescue.
A pilot and a mountain rescue.
And yeah.
Like people that go searching for people in the mountains. I don't know if there's a term for that.
A basset hound.
Yeah. Basset hound. I don't think Kelsey's a... Whoa, Josh!
I don't know, man. Getting old is weird. noises just come out of you and you got no control over
what?
It.
What even made that sound?
I'm assuming it was gas that wanted to come out, but gave up halfway.
I'll go home.
And so it drained back in. That's all I can equivalent it to is water going down a drain.
Oh, but
you know
gas.
How sometimes a drain like gurgles?
Yeah.
It was that, but in my throat.
Oh gosh. Okay. So what if I could add somebody, I think I don't want to put a cop on the team.
Oh yeah. What else do we have to choose from? What other rescues are there? They got the air, mountains, fires,
water.
They got that covered.
Medic.
They've got a healer.
Yeah. Maybe like Kelsey's probably the kind of like that, you know, if there's like avalanches or like mountain collapse like that. Or if you're like trapped in the mountains, like they go up and they get you. I don't know what other. I think a policeman's fine, but it's not necessarily a rescue career. I don't know how they would fit on the team, you know?
Right.
And then Ryan is just like also there. He's titanium.
Yes.
So I don't know.
He's the space rescue. The sun rescue.
Kinda, yeah. I mean, look, you gotta rescue people from space eventually.
We gotta be close.
We only got about 12 years left on this planet, so like we gotta get going. I think policeman's fine. I think gold is like one of the only color options, maybe black.
I think black would work.
So
especially for like a police officer.
Like SWAT, maybe.
Yeah.
That'd be neat. Next up is from Claire, at Claire, not sure how to pronounce this name, McCarran? If I'm wrong, I'm sorry. She's got three. So first is, what was your favorite weird headcanon you came up with this season?
What weird headcanons did we come up with? Oh, Dr. Fairweather erasing the bad parts of Joel.
Yes, that is my favorite headcanon. My other favorite headcanon, which is, it is real in my heart and in a lot of people's hearts, and that is that Kelsey and Nancy are dating because like they didn't say it, but like we know, like we saw the episode.
Yeah,
we were
saw
all
the
there.
Way they looked at each other.
Yeah, that's love. That's real love. But also that like Dr. Farrow was like, let me just fix Joel. Something went wrong. Something broke inside Joel's brain, and let me just like not put in the gross parts back. Second question is, who is the dumbest monster of the week? Name, design, etc. Ooh, Lordy, I do not remember a single one.
Now that you've asked me, I don't think there were any.
I don't. Did they even have monsters? I don't like the guy that might have been Australian, but we couldn't tell. We thought he was like doing a Schwarzenegger, but then maybe he's doing an Australian Schwarzenegger. I didn't like him only because his voice, he was so bored sounding.
Yeah.
He did time travel stuff, right?
I think so.
And Finnamantis also didn't make sense. It was there for time travel, but it wasn't related to the time travel in any way at all. So I don't know. I also don't know any of the other monsters because we dump our RAM every couple days.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's the thing no one tells you about doing podcasts at this frequency is that, like, you only have so much space. And if you want to be able to remember your PIN number, like, you gotta get rid of something somewhere.
I guess that's good though, because that means none of the monsters stuck out as so bad that we remembered them.
That's true.
So there's none of them that is like, oh, that was a dummy.
Barf. I might actually look at a list of the monsters before we do the Morphies this year.
I think this is established that we have to.
We kind of have to. Third one, if you could make a spinoff comic about an underdeveloped character or plot thread / setting element, what would you choose? Obviously, it would be Heather's Power Ranger team.
Yeah.
Like, it would be about 10 to 15 years later, and she would be a firefighter, and she would go, and she'd have to, there'd be a real bad one, and then at the end of it, she would get recruited to be in whatever the next, it's not light speed anymore, but whatever.
Mach speed rescue.
No, that seems worse.
Well, you can't go up from light speed.
Well, it wouldn't be light speed. It would be, you know, like, I think the they're not based on the Zodiac. They're, the constellations.
Yeah.
She would be a great Red Ranger for that. I don't know. That's what I would do. Especially from just, light speed. If not, I would definitely do a, like, alternate universe takes on, the characters, because Shattered Grid kind of messed a bunch of stuff up in terms of like what you can do and where you can pull from. It's just like pull a bunch of alternate universe versions of different characters together and just see what that ranger team's like. Like Red Ranger Jen from Time Force. And what if Andros got taken instead of Carone and Carone became the Yellow Ranger? And
Carone should still be the Red Ranger.
I feel she was training to be the Yellow Ranger. Oh,
that's true.
I mean, based on context clues, it looks like that.
Yeah.
And so like she'd be trying to find her brother who'd be like Astronomo or whatever, you know? and then she would start dating Ashley, who would be the Blue Ranger probably in this one.
Right, right.
And then TJ would be the Red Ranger, as he should have been the whole time. Not going to be mad about that forever. It's fine. The Black Ranger was the leader in that season. They should have just made Andros the Black Ranger and let TJ stay the Red Ranger. Carlos would have been a better Blue Ranger anyway. It's okay. It's two seasons ago. Not mad. It's fine. Thank you for the questions, Claire. Also, Claire did do a picture. She drew a picture of Kelsey and Nancy
a date. I saw that.
And it was very cute, and I love it. Next up is from Tanner at Sparky Upstart. What role does Nancy's dog have in their wedding? I imagine ring bearer.
Absolutely.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's sort of the obvious dog role, right? Like, dogs can't or it's best man.
Or is justice of the peace. They get married by the dog.
Is that little fluffy puppy going to officiate?
Yep.
I think Captain Mustache officiates.
Oh, he is a captain after all.
He is a captain. They go on a boat. He can legally marry them.
Only in Mariner Bay.
Yes. I think it's the maid of honor. It's Nancy's maid of honor because that's how they met, because this dog.
That's true.
So
ring bearer is cute. A dog ring bearer is very cute. Tie a little pillow to it. Put the rings on it.
If it knows to go straight. Oh, I just straight up karate shot my microphone. If it knows to go straight and not wander off and run away with the two very expensive rings that you're carrying,
right?
Like, then yes, good job. Other than that, like...
But now if it's the maid of honor / best man...
You gotta hand the ring over.
It has to... It also has to sit for the whole time.
What if it's the flower girl and you put a basket on its back and there's little holes in the basket so as it walks forward, flowers fall out?
I like that. And also it gets the front row seat.
Yeah, obviously. It's the reason they're getting married.
It gives Nancy away.
All of these are really good options. Next is from Cassidy at Matt Lobotanist. Did they ever actually go fast enough to earn the title of Lightspeed Rescue?
No.
I don't think technically, but there were times where they did go fast.
They did go fast. They might have broke the speed of sound.
That'd be mock speed again, though.
But they did not approach light speed. I think light speed is just a cool name, and they did not want to let space go yet.
I think they thought space might have been the thing.
So they're trying to trick kids into watching a space show.
Well, next year, it's time. This time show.
Oh, man, I'm going to fry your brain.
They only time travel once. It's the first thing they do. I can't wait to talk about Time Force and, like, what they thought Time Force was going to be. And then when they got the Time Ranger footage, they're like, this is not what we had in mind.
This is very different, actually.
This is pretty different. Next is from Anne at McProvidence. A real gun? But seriously, what surprised y'all this season? I assumed it would be a slog and was 100% wrong. I think the things that surprised me the most was that it was very good.
I think what surprised me the most was the first episode.
Yeah,
because I went in like, well, everyone hates this one because it's boring and nothing's gonna happen.
Yeah,
and instead it rocked my socks off.
Yeah,
and I did not see that coming. Runner up to The Real Gun.
Yeah, when there was like, hey, I don't know if you remember, there was a real gun.
He didn't say it, but that burglar was passively threatening to kill people with a gun.
He had a gun out and was like, I'll shoot you with this real gun.
Do what I say or you will be dead by this gun.
It was wild. another thing I really liked is, I guess like a surprise, but I don't know how like where it falls on the surprise scale, is Dr. Fairweather just being the best ever.
Yeah.
That was very good. Very excited about that. This is from our buddy Sky, former guest of the show, at Sandwich Surplus. Which Megazord had the coolest attack? The Max Solar Zord that took in the energy shot it back out.
Yep.
I always love that.
That was pretty cool. I do like drawing a circle of fire and then doing the no ghost slash through it. I thought that was also a cool attack, but I think the absorbing it and shooting it back is the coolest one that we got.
Yeah. Next is from Riley at Rev Rye Bread. Riley says, if you could take the Lightspeed Rangers and put them in any other season's story, where would you put them? And how would you have improved Lightspeed? These are two separate questions. And how would you have improved Lightspeed? Fixing Joel is not an applicable answer. Well, I mean, obviously, we fixed Joel.
We fixed Joel.
But yeah, how would I improve it? I would have made the bad guys a family.
Yeah.
I think that would have been made a lot of stuff click a lot better. Because a lot of times it was like, the footage is there to suggest that they like each other because they're, or they like have a familial relationship. But then like when they went over to American Wizard, like, we hate Vipra, you know, or like the ones like when Diabolical's like, I want to kill this baby. It's not like I want to kill my little brother, a baby who will usurp me. Like,
right.
I just hate this baby. So
cries and poops. And it's gross. We'll put him in the oven. For what other season I would put them in? I think we should put them in Lost Galaxy so that they can do good
there. Hey, you know what would be real fun? Is if I liked the people in Lost Galaxy. I mean, I liked a lot of them. I liked everybody. You know, I would really like a good Red Ranger for that season.
Just
that could have been
Carter
cool.
In Lost Galaxy.
I also think that if you just give them like a straight up Power Rangers season one style show where it's like there's not a lot of connective tissue. It's just like, Here's an episode. Not a big running plot line. That would also be real great to watch.
Yeah.
Because I just love these five a lot.
They're a very good team.
Yeah. Even Joel, who is terrible and gross and the dirt worst a lot of the time, when he wasn't, he was good.
Yeah.
So, like, I guess that's how I would fix it. make Joel better. I know it's not applicable, but that was really the only big downer.
I mean, we could dance around that not being a valid option by saying fix the storyline of Joel and Dr.
Yeah.
Fairweather.
Oh, we'll get a question about that coming up.
Okay.
Also from Sky, what is Mariner Bay doing with the bizarre infrastructure built by Lightspeed Ops now that the demons are gone?
They're ignoring it because everything that could use it has been destroyed.
Well, yes, but there are just these big tunnels. The public transportation would rule now.
Would it?
You can
or do the big tunnels only lead into the ocean?
Well, you would have to fix that. but like, put trains there, right? Now you have this giant train track that you can just swing from one side of the bay to the other.
Space tours.
That would also be
a giant train, launch people
shoot
into space.
The best roller coaster of all time.
Oh, yeah. They're making those big tourist bucks.
Oh, yeah. Next is from Urugar's Forge of Creation.
That's Benny's podcast.
I don't know. I didn't know if I wanted to break kayfabe on it or not. Urugar says, can you suffocate an earth elemental by burying it? No.
No, because it breathes the earth.
It breathes dirt. It's a dirt breather.
That was easy.
Come on, Urugar. Get it together.
Try harder. Wait, is that a mermaid joke?
Yes! You got us, Urugar. Dang it.
You tried just hard enough. You almost made us look stupid.
Oh, we were this close. No one makes us look stupid but us around here. Thank you. Next is from Shannon. Shannon says, if Joel hadn't been the dirt worst, what would you have liked to see them do with him and Dr. Fairweather as far as showing a mutual relationship that actually grows over time? Unless you'd prefer to scrap it entirely, which is totally fair. I just have my obvious biases that make me wish they didn't go such a gross route with it and actually done something with it. I think if
the number one way to fix it, because I don't want to get rid of it. I don't like Joel, but I do like the idea of Joel and Dr. Fairweather falling for each other.
That over a season would be very good.
But we did not get that. What we got was Joel stalking Dr. Fairweather at work.
Here's what you do. You remember Joel in the first episode?
Yeah.
How he was great?
Keep him that way.
That guy gets to be in the rest of the season and doesn't just show up three or four times until he loses his memory and gets reprogrammed to be that guy again. But, like, if you just have that guy, because, like, I don't mind a cocky ranger. I like that.
Yeah, that's fine.
I don't want one who's like, hey, I know you're at work, but like, we should go on a date. And her be like, I have to do a job. And he's like, you just hate me. Like, I hate that. I hate that about him.
What we needed is some more of Dr. Fairweather's side of it. Some more of her being attracted to Joel.
Yeah.
And them, like, not only encountering each other at her job.
Yeah, that would be very important. I really would have liked it, especially if, like, you take a little while, like, the first, like, fifth or quarter of the season, it's just, like, they work together, and then, like, you go from there to, like, oh, it's, like, Joel is obviously, like, flirty, but not in a gross way.
Yeah, and he's then, not hounding or following her around the laboratory.
Trying to blow up who he thinks is her boyfriend, but it's her brother, like, with missiles or whatever he did. Like, none of that weird stuff, but, like, I would have really liked that to, like, go from, you know, start to finish, because it ends in a good place. Like,
it's just none of the connective tissue is
there.
Just,
they didn't earn it.
Yeah.
And that would have been real nice if they would have earned it. We got two more questions since the 22 minutes ago, or I guess a half an hour ago. This is from Cassidy again. What flavor of chip is this season?
Oh, this is a... Now, see, your mileage very much may vary.
Yes.
But for me...
If you say salt and vinegar, I'm walking.
Let me change my answer.
Were you going to say salt and vinegar?
I was.
How?
I like salt and vinegar. Here's why. I'm old now. I am 5 years away from buying black licorice.
Josh, no.
No.
Not on my watch.
Never. It tastes disgusting.
It tastes like what I imagine.
It's like if someone made a candy out of olives. It's just nasty. I do like salt and vinegar, but I won't say that now.
But you can say that if you think it's salt and vinegar. Like, that's why.
No,
though?
I think this is a good barbecue Pringles.
I was gonna say this is a KC Masterpiece barbecue chip. It's got that. It's got a little, like, at least some stuff on your fingers, but it's worth it. And then Benny asks, how would you redesign Vipra to make her on par with other humanoid villains? I would cast an actress.
I was just about to say, I don't want to be mean, but I would start by recasting her.
Or just get Jennifer Yen some acting lessons, just so, like, she, like, knows.
Yeah.
Like, this very much seems like she was a stunt woman or something, like, who was hired.
And they just fed her a line. Like, before the camera rolled, they were like, this is what you say.
Yeah.
And, like, she just said it.
or again, they just typed it weird, and she's like, I guess I'll try this. And then she's like, Power Rangers! And they're like, that's what we wanted. And maybe it's not her fault, but...
The other thing with Vipra is, like, she was never a prominent villain.
She was around a lot because
she was a third rank.
Yeah. Like, she was around a lot because, like, she was the one that looked like a human.
Yeah.
But, like, that's it.
It's crazy that they just, like, cut her out.
And then they just ate her.
Bashira just ate her, and that was it. Like, there was nothing else from her after that. That's crazy that they did that. I don't, to put her on par with other human or human-esque villains, I would make her the leader. I would make her the big bad. I would cut Bansheera because I am not much of a fan of hers.
Yeah, and I know there's a lot of Bansheera footage later, like in the Sentai, but like,
I mean,
make that a monster.
Just make that a monster. You've done that before.
You did it before. You're going to do it next year. They take the big bad and make him a dumb henchman. It's great. Like, just like, maybe have it so that, like, when Bansheera comes back, she takes over, she, like, usurps her.
Yeah.
And then, like, now Viper's in charge instead of Olympias or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, that's a little bit the Astronomer storyline, but that still works.
It worked once. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, like, that was 2 years ago in the timeline,
because there was already so much infighting with the demons.
Yeah.
It would not be unbelievable for Vipra to be trying to overthrow everything.
Maybe that would have been good, too, is if instead of having it be, like, Olympias versus Diabolico, and then, like, once one took over, the other was like, all right, I guess you're in charge. If they would have all been jockeying for, like, who got the star
power. She's just hanging out in the back. Diabolico and Olympias are fighting over, like, the power or whatever, and she's just like, when they kill each other, it's just me left.
I'm just
going
to take it.
Yeah, I can take Loki.
Another thing they... Yeah, probably. Another thing they could do is get rid of the Viprari.
Yeah, probably throw that... I love how dumb that is, but...
But
it doesn't do her any favors.
The worst part of In Space was that dumb dune buggy, and yeah. That's the worst part.
All they did was put like demon wings
they
on it.
They put bat wings on it and painted it black, and that was
and
it.
And they did a real bad play on Ferrari for it.
They, oh boy, did they reach. That was a long reach. So Corbin says, this is the last question we have, and then we'll duck out of here. Corbin says, what Power Ranger themes would be surprisingly good that Power Rangers hasn't done yet? For example, fairy tale, urban fantasy, spy, video game, et cetera, et cetera.
Fairy tale's a good one.
Fairy tale would be very good.
There's a lot they could
do
with that.
We're kind of getting a spies with beast morphers, it seems like, but I'm not sure. I don't actually know.
We don't know what the Power Rangers are going to be.
Yeah, fairy tale would be very good, especially if it...
I think if they did an all-girl team... Based on seasons?
That
would be pretty neat.
I think maybe we only need four, though.
Yeah,
I don't need to go the full five. We could have like a guy be like their like sixth ranger, but not like a but he's like he's just there to help kind of.
Right.
I think that would be probably the best one that anyone could make.
That has to be the last one because they won't ever top.
Why would you even try? So other than that, though,
We have the Constellation Sentai, which I think would be a very cool Power Rangers, even though there's 27 of them.
There's 11 or 13.
But they already did that with Dino Charge.
Dino Charge. And here's the thing with Dino Charge. A lot of colors that were the same. There's
just like this one's a shade darker.
There were two different gray Power Rangers in Dino Charge, if I'm not mistaken.
It's crazy because there's so many colors, but you picked two grays.
You picked two grays. There's a cyan, there's a blue, and a teal. There's a magenta. Like, I don't know.
But the constellations are all very distinct colors. They all look very different.
And all their suits look rad.
Yeah.
And like the Blue Ranger has like fur on it a little bit, like a fur collar.
There's also like a Cops and Robbers Sentai, right?
Yeah, that's the one that's airing right now. It's Lupin Ranger versus Patch Ranger, which is just Cops vs. Robbers. And I think that would be a killer season.
Yeah.
If you want to do a real good... Hey, you remember Hexagon? Remember how it was going to be a 3v3? Well, guess what? Now you have that for real, and everyone loves Power Rangers again. Maybe get Austin St. John back. Maybe get Sean Christmas Rap Johnson.
I mean, I would watch it.
Maybe who would be the two people? Who would be the cops? Who would be the robbers?
Are we casting?
Who's the head? Because it's three new kids, right? Obviously, to be the
right,
Rangers.
Right.
But who is the mentor of the good guys? Who's the mentor of the bad guys?
Who would they make it? Or who do I want it to be?
Who do you want it to be?
Okay, it's got to be Jason for the good guys, I think.
Okay,
as like the head, and then you could have Adam for like combat training because I really like the idea of like you are a Power Ranger, like the qualities in you. Link you to the Morphin Grid, which makes you a Power Ranger.
Yeah.
You don't need to know karate first.
No.
Adam can teach you that.
Yeah, like, Billy didn't know karate.
Yeah.
Like, but, like, who did we get to teach our new trainees karate? Oh, we got the best one.
Yeah, so you've got Jason just, like, being the Zordon. Adam for combat training. Billy for tech stuff. Kat is also there. I don't mean that in a bad way. I'm just trying to think of like what part of Power Rangers she could train, but she's definitely like a professor for the good team.
Sure, yeah.
The bad team is led by Leo.
I was thinking the bad team was led by Leo. Here's the problem with that. I don't want Leo on Power Rangers anymore.
Because he'll kill all the recruits for getting more screen time than him.
Okay. Here's Perfect World. Tommy is the leader of the bad guys, right?
Yeah.
Something went wrong. They're still Power Rangers, but they're doing it because
he's got like two or three bad guy curses just swirling through his blood.
Just in him already. But like they're still doing Power Ranger stuff. They're just based on robbers, so they're like kind of the bad guys. But you get him to do that. Or
So Jason is the John Cena. Tommy is your Stone Cold Steve Austin type.
Yeah. Pretty much, yeah. That's if you want to, like, again, we haven't watched a lot past now. Like, we don't know a lot of
that's
after this.
I don't know anything after this except for 10 episodes of Megaforce. Which
none of them are allowed to come.
I only remember the one where Emma sings a song. So
I remember she wanted to go biking at one point. Gonna be a real short episode when we get there, guys. Gia's fine. Jake was good. I did like Jake.
I liked Jake because he was so excited to be
a Power
Ranger.
He was happy to be a Power Ranger. You know who was the worst maybe ever? And that's Troy, because he looked like they just painted a face on a plank of wood and said, go get him.
They put Plank from Ed, Edd n Eddy in a leather jacket, and now he's a Red Ranger.
Yeah. I watched a compilation, and they were like, like a Red Ranger was there. He's like, oh, wow, you were this Red Ranger. And I was like, you don't care at all. Anyway, we'll have plenty of time to dunk on Troy later. But I'm trying to think of, like, who would be good for the bad guy. Maybe like, Carone?
Carone would be a good, like, yeah, I'll save people, but I'm also going to, like, take their wallet.
You know what?
I think Justin would be a good one, because he was a child when he went through all this. Yeah. So he's going to be just, like, a little on the messed up side.
I was just about to say, Justin should be the head of the bad ones, the robbers, Rangers, and, like, keep that a little bit secret for a while, you know? Yeah, I don't know.
He's more of like the any means necessary kind of kill the bad guys, save the earth, but maybe we can't save them all.
Yeah, you know who else would be pretty good to have on the good guy team? Dr. Fairweather.
Yep.
And you can bring Joel along, new and improved good Joel.
Yeah.
Yeah. That would be good. All right. I think that's about it.
I think so.
All right. Well, thank you very much for listening, everybody. We didn't say at the beginning, because we just kind of jumped in, but morphinggrid.tumblr.com, heyjakeandjosh.com/morphinggrid is where the archives are. We're on Twitter at morphinggrid. We're on email at littleidiots.morphinggrid@gmail.com. I said it like 900 times. I can't remember. I'm sick. You can tell from my voice I'm sick. I got this balloon hill. You got to be nice to me. What else we do? Snapple Podcasts, Apple regular style podcast, Google Play, Stitcher, Squisher.
Gross. I'm not getting my podcast from Squisher.
You don't want Squisher? They just sound wet. They just sound a little
pod
sticky. So leave us a interview. That'd be great. Also, we're on Patreon, patreon.com/HeyDickAndJosh. Hopefully this past weekend I got at least one of the Tattoo Teen Jelly Fighters from Beverly Hills episodes out. So go look into that. We did get back up above that milestone, so we got a couple more to record over this hiatus. I'm going to try to get those out a little prompter than these last three. We will be back next week. We have no idea what we're doing in general or for the show.
In life and in podcasts.
But we will have some sort of Power Rangers topic to talk to you about.
Hot Power Rangers content that you pay no money to listen to.
That you crave, that you love. It's coming your way. But until then,
may the power protect you.
Bad noises.
This one for me.
Oh boy.